God bless America. Justice be damned. He's on our side, not on your side. So we can do whatever we want. From Europe to the Middle East, as long as you're not us, God hates the rest of you, but he loves us.
Was randomly cut off. Dead silence, dead air, whatever you want to call it. It's going on right now. Welcome to another exciting late night edition of Rock Your World. I am your host, Sin. And once again, I'm really sorry for not having done anything at all in, like, the past, week, not doing the show on time or any of that. I apologize for that. I've been way too busy, doing a million different things, and I just really haven't had the time, until tonight, which is after all of Father's Day has been said and done. By the way, happy Father's Day, everybody, even though it's going to be over in about 10 minutes. After all that was said and done, I finally got some time to just kick back and record a podcast for you all. And I am very tired doing this right now, so if I sound like I'm out of it, it's because I am. Anyway, this is going to be in a very exciting episode this week. We have a lot of good music, just like what we heard to open the show, which was Emergency Ahead with the song God Bless America. I recently came across all of pretty much like every single Emergency Ahead recording ever made, and that's one of them, and I was just like, okay, this seems relevant, for the time being, might as well just throw it on the show. And that was pretty much my logic behind that. So let's actually just continue in the music while I think of something to say between these little breaks. Up next, we have Andy Leeming, who's been on the show before. Really good guy. This song, Kill Everyone, which I like the name. And I like this song too, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it because you're going to listen to it right now on Rock Your World.
And I'll kill anyone who dares to look at you. And I'll kill anyone who thinks they love you like I do. Cause this relationship is amplifying my antisocial behavior. I've joined the ranks of crack addicts and public masturbators. I'll be locked in my room with the blinds drawn, nothing but Dostoevsky and love poems, waiting for a call. Oh, but you never call. Has it been long enough to call? I'll kill anyone who's nice at all to you. And I'll kill anyone who knew you back in high school. If he's got a better job than me, if he's got a faster car than me, if he's got a bigger cock than me, if he's got more slides on his EP, if he wears skinnier jeans than me, if he takes himself too seriously, if he's got more Facebook friends than me, if he's everything I wanna be, I'll kill him. So I'll kill everyone, that way I won't have to worry. And you can kill everyone, that way you won't have to worry. Cause this relationship is amplifying my antisocial behavior. I've joined the ranks of crack addicts and public masturbators. I'll be locked in my room with the blinds drawn, nothing but Dostoevsky love poems, waiting for a call. Oh, but you never call. It's been long enough to call. And then I've proven my devotion to you. I've killed all my friends and some relatives too. And sure as roses are red and violets are blue, I killed them all for you.
What a lovely love song about killing people and all that good stuff. And I just noticed in the tone of my voice, I could be getting sick. I hope I'm not. Even though, Adam, shout outs to Adam, said that he thinks that I have like a sexy, sick voice, which I don't know. I don't really pay attention to my sick voice. too much because normally I can barely talk when I have a sick voice and I'm not paying attention at all because I'm sick. But yeah, that's that. Exciting stuff that's been going on. There has actually been a lot going on in the Albuquerque music scene lately. There was, of course, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie night last night, which was a lot of fun. I showed up there for a bit. I actually showed up a little late because I went to go check out some Duke City roller derby seeing my very first derby match ever in my life. I still don't fully understand it, but I think I'm almost getting there into understanding the rules and all that good stuff, but I enjoy it. And I mean, if it's going on throughout like the entire summer, that would like really be awesome because I can actually kill some time. Instead of just not having basketball, I'll actually have something that I can watch. Because, fun fact, basketball season could be over as early as this Tuesday. And I know this is a music podcast and we're talking about sports, just like last week with the Huey Lewis and the News album. And somehow Huey Lewis and the News came up again this week. Good stuff. I might just end up becoming like the biggest derby fan in the world. Just go to like roller derby matches all the time if they're always going on here. So I'll figure that out. But it was a lot of fun. And movie night, yeah. We definitely need to do another movie night sometime soon. And I know the Goathead Record Collective yard sale is coming up soon. And I think they made it a focus to spell yard with a J. Kind of like fjord or something like that. Yard sale. I really hope I come up with something besides just yard sale to call this episode. Otherwise, this episode will be called Yard Sale. So yeah, there's that. Very exciting match between the Doomsdames and the Hobots last night, and I am going to start following roller derby. In fact, it was actually a lot of fun and excitement. So there's that. Let's move on to the next song because speaking of like movie night and all that good stuff, the song we have up next is by an artist who's in a band who that artist hosted the movie night at his backyard of his house. I hope that wasn't too confusing, but anyway, this next song we have up is by Arroyo Deathmatch. You last heard them on the Goathead Record Collective episode, where I think we played two of their songs. I can't remember. Even though it was like 4 weeks ago, I think we did. But anyway, we have some more Arroyo Deathmatch for y'all today. This is the song Divided Apart, and you're going to listen to it right now on Rock Your World.
Some wretchedness of man. Curse the solitude for betraying my nature. Like the black between the stars.
All right, thank you, Arroyo Deathmatch. I actually saw those guys for the first time sometime last week. Like, I think it was last Thursday. It's tough when you can't remember the days of the week, when you have to rely on counting back and then looking and trying to realize what date it is and doing all sorts of fancy methods in order to figure out what the day of the week is. Because, frankly, if it wasn't for the fact that I knew today was Father's Day, I probably wouldn't have known it was Sunday. Which is kind of a scary thought. That it's possible to just completely forget the days of the week. That you can get so lost in time and activities that you don't even know what day it is. That turned from being like a philosophical talk about days to like suddenly a pitch for a movie. In a world where a guy doesn't know what the days are, he must rely on counting to remember what day it is. This summer, starring Ashton Kutcher, he is the Days of Days. Oh boy. That was probably the worst thing I have ever said on the show. That was like probably the least funniest thing ever in existence, and I apologize for that poor attempt at pitching a movie. I'm sure that, like, someone somewhere is thinking, you know, that could be a good idea for a movie. I'm gonna steal the podcast idea because I'm a poorly imitated Nick Cage, and I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. Oh my god, I should just erase the show. I don't want to go on any further, because this is just getting worse and worse. Let me actually talk about something that's worth talking about instead of movie pitches. This Wednesday is going to be 1 year since I started doing podcasts. Technically, the 365th day will be Thursday, but Wednesday is just because I'm going to do a show then. I will have done, in theory, I should have done 52 shows, but by that date, but by that date, I will only have done 40, because this is only 39. Rock Your World 39. But that's just because there are so many different things going on. So stay tuned for details on the anniversary show. Because I really want to do a concert that was just like, hey, Rock Your World is one. That's all we have to say. Now enjoy the music. It's going to be like five bands playing. I'd be recording bits and pieces of it. I haven't been able to establish anything yet because I've been unable to find a venue. I've been unable to confirm a venue. I've been able to find plenty of venues. Confirming is the problem I've been having. And hopefully that comes to form sometime this week, because I'd love to do some sort of 1 year show. Anyway, let's get back to the music, because I know that's what you want. You don't want to hear me try to pitch a shitty Ashton Kutcher movie about Days of Days. Which kind of reminds me of the band Days and Days. I don't know. Well, I can't say I don't know why. It's obvious. It's Days and Days, but Days of Days. Coming soon. But anyway, let's get back. Up next, we have Elude with the song Small Fries. We've played Elude, I think, once before. I don't know if we've played this song. But you're going to hear it right now on Rock Your World.
Don't spend your whole life worrying about who's right. Someone we're not, live our lives to the full now and forget how we're all just going to die.
All right, we're back one last time to kind of wrap up this show. I know what I talked about last week with spoiler alerts. I don't know why I just said spoiler alert, but it's not really a spoiler, but it's like I said last week. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing podcasts for. It's more so a personal choice than anything else. I just feel like, I'm getting more and more busier with things and not really able to do podcasts as much as I wanted to. I mean, at the beginning of the summer, I said that I was going to do 2 podcasts a week, but that obviously hasn't happened yet. Not even once. And I'm at this point where I'm basically forcing myself to make time late at night to make a podcast. I mean, it's like almost 12:30 right now. I've been working on this podcast, for a year or so. And as this year has gone by, there has been so many times where it was just absolutely insane and I couldn't do it. And there were times where it was insane and I could do it for a bit, but frankly, I'm at the point where I'm struggling to be able to produce one show a week, on time, and I really want to keep this up, but to be honest, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing this for, it's probably not going to go away. What I would love is to pass Rock Your World down to someone else who wants to baby the show and scout for artists and actually record shows and get music and all that stuff. Because I'm already extremely busy with a million other things. I thought this summer that I could just relax and have plenty of time for things, but it hasn't been the case so far. So yeah. The show is not ending. At least not like officially ending like the last few times. For those that don't know, my show just never really got past about the first or second episode. So, being up to episode number 40 next week, or actually in like 2 days, 3 days, is actually a big accomplishment in my book. And it's still amazing that I've been doing podcasts almost every single week except for 12 weeks, which that's like 3 months. So I've done 9 months worth of podcasting. In that 9 months, someone got knocked up and had a baby. I'm sure not just one person. I'm sure plenty of ladies have gotten knocked up and had babies during the duration of the life of the show. And I mean, it's had its up and downs. Hopefully it can just keep going up from here, because that's what I would absolutely love. This has been a really weird show, I'll admit. With anything from talking about Huey Lewis in the news again, to more sports, to roller derby to movies to pretty much a little bit of everything here. It's been, I don't know, I never listen to my shows after I'm done with them, so, and I'm sure just about all 20 of you who actually listen, I'm sure like 5 of you just went like, oh my god, that makes so much sense, that the reason why Spencer is so boring and like unfunny, and I just said my own name on the show, I don't know why I'm freaking out about this. Yes, my real name is Spencer, and all of you know me as Sin or Spencer or DJSB, or I don't know why I'm freaking out when I basically post my full name on the actual page. So yeah, look forward to this week's or next, this upcoming anniversary show, because I'm going to be revisiting a lot of artists that we haven't played in a while. And who knows what else you can expect on there. Maybe you'll hear me with my sexy, sick voice / movie announcer voice. And I will come back. I will come back, if you know what I mean. That sounded creepy. That was not DJSB. That was like DJ, I'm going to rape your family. And I just have a feeling that someone's just going to take that so out of context and play it whenever I hear it. So it'll just be me saying that sentence I said over and over again, minus the DJ part. And I shouldn't be giving people ideas. Anyway, it's time to wrap up the show. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to listen to this upcoming show, because I have a big surprise for all of you, and you're going to love it. But yeah, I'm not going to give away any spoilers. What I will give you right now is the breakdown of the show, who, in case you forgot any of the songs or artists played or any of that. We opened up with Emergency Ahead with the song God Bless America. Moved to Andy Leeming with the song Kill Everyone. Then jumped into a Royal Death Match. Would have sounded better. Then we jumped into an Arroyo Death Match with the song Divided Apart. And for those who don't know what an arroyo is, think of it as like this giant ditch full of concrete instead of dirt. And they always used to make videos about it back in the day saying, if it's cloudy outside, you better not play in arroyos because you'll drown, or the arroyo witch will get you. And they had this like really cheesy commercials and graphics, and there was this dude who was like a wave that looked like a monster. But now when it rains here, it rains like 10 drops, so there's nothing to really worry about. But yeah, we had a Royal Death Match with the song Divided Apart. Then we went to Elude with the song Small Fries. And we're wrapping up the show today with the song The Hottest Thing That's Cool by the song... The song is called The Hottest Thing That's Cool by the artist The Atom Age. And I really dig The Atom Age. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been jamming out to them a lot lately. And this song just came to mind for tonight, and I thought I'd share it with you all, because that's what you're here for. You're here to listen to awesome music and DJ Sin or DJ SB or whatever I'm going by these days. Anyway, thank you for listening. And I will talk to you all this upcoming Wednesday. Later.